and then we switch it up with that 3-2 we've done a couple times this year, just to give them different looks and try to take them out of their rhythm.
Did y'all start out in the 3-2 drop and then switch the team?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I can't remember. It might have been one or two possessions of each early, and then we stuck with 13 for a while, and then I think we went three maybe one or two other times. But the stretch that was the longest was that 1-3-1.
Leslie said with about 4 minutes to go, you kind of challenged the guys, start getting some stops, make this thing happen from the defensive end. Was that really where the win came from tonight?
Yeah, I mean, we strung together a bunch of stops, and every time we came together as a team, come on, we got to get this stop. If we get this stop, we'll be all right. You know, offense will take care of itself. We have to get this stop. We have to get this rebound, finish the defense every time. One time I yelled that, and then Quinn Cook drove down and laid it up on me. I try to stress that how important it was for us to get a couple more stops. You know, when the clock started getting to 3-2 minutes, I was like, you know, this is it, one more stop, and then we come together again, one more stop. You know, just having that mentality allowed us to win the game.
What was the electricity like in there when you hit that shot to give you guys the lead?
It was amazing. I started getting like shivers. I was so hyped. You know, you could see people way up at the top jumping up and down, going crazy. Everyone was out of their seats, so it was very very satisfying.
How have the two close ones that you guys had before this helped develop that confidence you guys had after the 4-minute mark where you got those stops?
Yeah, I think we just were able to play with poise. You know, the close games we had earlier had taught us to, you know, helped us work on our out-of-bounds sets to get the ball in, helped us, you know, get to the free throw line under pressure situations so we could knock them down. So they probably did have a factor, you know, having a couple of close games in there helping us out tonight.
You might have answered this already, but you in the second half, man, what gets turned on?
I don't know what it is. I think tonight it was because I played so poorly in the first half. You know, I didn't want to be the guy that didn't step up and help his team win tonight after, you know, turning the ball over a bunch in the first half and really not giving us anything. You know, I wanted to be a participant, as I said earlier, in the second half, you know, get into the game, make some plays, and, you know, I was able to do that.
You tweeted last week, you're disappointed the students couldn't have that kind of atmosphere, postponement, everything else. Could you kind of sense people were like antsy for tonight?
Yeah.
You guys played two games, but tonight was kind of a different vibe.
Yeah, I mean, the postponement really made our students hungry for this one. You know, you could see just from the way the crowd was tonight that they wanted to make it rowdy, and I mean, it was amazing, unbelievable crowd, and you know, we were able to give them what they wanted, so that's the best part.
Did you sense that Duke was affected at all by the atmosphere?
I'm not sure. I mean, they always play in some tough environments. You know, they have a rowdy crowd at Cameron, and they go on the road like everybody else and play in some tough environments. But this one might have been a little bit different because, obviously, this was the best crowd we've had since I've been here.
Marcus, how much was this win and your guys' winning streak lately about how you guys just kind of embracing who you are and, you know, maybe not talking about elements because they don't have a lot of guys who can do outside shots, but just kind of embracing the way you guys are
stressed. Yeah, I think that's a big thing. We've identified who we are as a team. We're not a team that's going to, you know, have a three-point assault and knock down 15 threes in one game. We're going to pound the ball inside. We're going to grind it out defensively, run when we can. And we understand that. We're not going to try to be someone we're not, try to get into a shooting contest with anybody. So I think that's important. You know, understanding our strengths and trying to play to those is a big part of why we've been able to win so many games in a row.